everyone's favorite segment, The Voice of Beer, with Opus from The Thirsty Monk. Now, look at that, Leslie. Jim hit the monks chanting right on cue.
Hallelujah.
There's a first time for everything, Jim. So, Opus, big week, big weekend at The Thirsty Monk. Last Wednesday night, let's start with that, the Monty Python Holy Grail night with Monty Python Holy Grail Ale, and then you showed the movie while your patrons were enjoying
this
delicious ale.
We showed the movie, but obviously not outside as we were planning to do.
Right.
Because that was when the big storm started. But we put up a sheet inside and did a ghetto version and showed it inside.
You went old school with the
sheet. We used to
do
that when I was a kid. We'd get out the Super 8 projector and hang the sheet. Mm-hmm. Good times.
Well, it was a little fancier. We had a video projector and a DVD player.
Oh, fine.
And a sound
Always
system.
One-upping me over here.
Now, were there some rabid Monty Python fans that were yelling out lines?
We had a witch and King Arthur showed up, and we had an unofficial costume party where they actually want to kill a rabbit.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
So all sorts of things are born out of the Holy Grail pint night.
We had lots of Holy Grails and lots of glasses, but they disappeared within about an hour and a half. There was a line of about 40 to 50 people at 3:30 in the rain before we opened. It was pretty insane.
I think we talked about it about 3:05, and I'm sure people just changed their plans and boom, were there.
Hell
at
yeah.
3:30. That's when the line started, Opus.
Yeah.
When we started promoting it at 3:00. Well, that's a really cool thing. Any plans to do something like that in the future?
Well, we'll have to definitely bring it back, but we've got some really cool glasses coming down Southside and downtown. We've got Leff coming up, Leff et Blonde, and those are really neat Belgian goblets, and some surprises in the future.
You know, Jack and I enjoyed some duck rabbit milk stout this weekend.
Very, very nice.
And I have to say, I've learned about the beers that I love from you.
Oh.
So even if I'm not at Thirsty Monk, I'm bringing Thirsty Monk wherever I go.
And there were no allergy reactions to that? You're fine with lactose?
I checked with everybody. I was very clear. Hey, now, you know, and apparently nobody in the group was lactose intolerant.
Beautiful.
And I know I've told you this before, but is her name Mary Eliza? From
Mary Eliza, yes and no. She was with Duck Rabbit.
Okay, she's not anymore.
She's no longer with Duck Rabbit.
Okay, I was just going to mention that's one of the reps you brought in here. But we like when you bring reps in here too, because we can really get an idea of the hard work that really goes into repping a beer and making the rounds.
Well, I hope to bring some more in. I know next week I'm hoping to bring in a special guest.
Ooh, a special guest. That sounds good. All right, let's talk about this Wednesday real fast before we taste the beer, because we were talking about this before we went live. Pirate Night down at the downtown location of the Thirsty Monk, featuring Skull Coast Pint Night, or Skull Coast, is that the brewery?
Skull Coast Brewery from from Fort Mill, South Carolina.
Oh.
And we could probably taste the beer at the same time.
Oh, is this what you brought?
I brought the Maelstrom,
okay,
which is their IPA, so it's almost perfect. And I brought one of their pint glasses, but I'm keeping this one for myself.
Okay. We've got like 20 here of your glasses.
Wasn't Blackbeard's ship just discovered off the coast of North Carolina?
The Queen Anne's Revenge. It was.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
So Thirsty Monk is not only cool, but also topical.
Oh, very topical.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Monty Python, very topical right now. We needed a little Monty Python after that budget the GOP passed. A little humor in our lives.
Well, I think pirates are always topical.
Right.
So. I think so, too. They always break the ice. If you talk about pirates.
And especially in North Carolina, you know, where we have lots of pirates off
That's
of the
right.
shore.
For those of you that might have a date tonight through Match.com, talk about pirates. That's the way to open up the date. Do you agree, Jim?
I'd go for it.
Yeah.
Unless, of course, your date is on the ninja side.
Oh, yeah.
And then you get ninja versus pirates.
All right, so
don't want that.
Remind us, Opus, of the defining characteristics of an IPA.
Well, this Maelstrom is made with 7 different varieties of hops from Pacific Northwest, and generally IPAs are fairly hoppy beers.
It does that thing to your salivary glands in the side of your face.
Yeah.
Kind of like, almost like sucking on a lemon.
That's the hop. It's called the hoppy tingles.
This is
it's the hop monkey.
This is the hop monkey, the hop devil, the hop monster. This has got all of them combined in one IPA.
Okay.
And that comes from all the hops. So you got 7 hops in there. So one is the
devil,
the
hop monkey to me. Interesting.
It's very good, but if you love hops, you will really enjoy this beer.
Yeah, these are if I can throw another one, these are for hop hounds.
Hop hounds.
Hop heads.
And well, hop heads too. Yeah.
Hop hounds. Are you making this stuff up as you go along?
Oh no, no. There's so many animals and monsters associated with hop.
You know, I have to say, I was at the Biltmore this weekend for a concert series they're having at the Antler Hill Village, which is a really cute little venue. They've got a bandstand, like an old school bandstand. They had live music out there. Anywho, we went on a little tour of the kitchen gardens that they've got planted out as part of the whole village, and they were growing hops.
Yeah, the Asheville and Western North Carolina is really a perfect place to grow hops. I have hops growing in my yard, not too much success because it usually takes about 3 years for them to actually produce some really good flowers.
Really? Mm-hmm. That's the cycle.
Yeah. You got to plant it and then just kind of wait and hope.
So we need to start now for that collaborative effort.
To be ready for the economic collapse.
Right.
So is there any other use for hops besides making beer?
Yeah, it can also, the hop flowers are used for a bit of a sedative on the herbal market.
Well, that makes sense.
When Leo, my son, was kind of tough to go to sleep when he was a baby, we put hop flowers in his pillow. And they would put him to sleep pretty easy.
We just gave the babies a shot of whiskey.
Yeah, we could have gave him some Scallywag Pill. Opus, that would have done the
trick,
too.
I'm just kidding. Well, I would never give alcohol to a baby. I'm joking. Well, that's really interesting. I mean, I would love to see a big hop industry here in Western North Carolina. I mean, you got to have beer.
We've got it going on, actually. There's a big hop co-op or hop farm that just popped up. And they've actually been in production for a few years, so they're producing flowers. I think that this year they should be producing some, and Highland is in on it, Nantahala. A few of the local breweries have already pretty much bought out all of their hops.
Are the flowers dried? How are they just thrown into the beer as is?
There's many ways to do it. They harvest the hop flowers, which are very high up and very hard to get. And then they either dry them or they turn them into pellet form. But then you can also take the fresh flowers, and that's called fresh hopping.
Fresh hopping.
So
you
throw in all the dry hops, you cook with them, and then kind of at the last minute, you throw a bunch of extra fresh hops in.
I wonder
there.
If some countries actually have hop monkeys that climb up the vines and pick the hop flowers.
That's probably where they got the name from.
Is there a title out there, Hop City USA, Opus? Because as you know, we're pushing for Beard City USA after we won Beer City USA. But what about Hop City USA? Is that possible? Or
you know,
double meaning.
I wonder if there's the same passion for hops that there is for beer.
Yeah.
Well, the people who brew beer, and we have a lot of home brewers in Asheville, like probably more per capita than any city, which is probably why we won Beer City. So the home brewers are definitely crazy about fresh grown hops.
And beards as well.
And beards. That usually get beards and bellies and beer and hops.
So
all together.
Obviously all these home brewing places sell hops.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the main resource to acquire hops here in our town.
Yeah, and I'm afraid it would take a lot for us to develop to win Hop City, because pretty much all the hops that breweries get in the United States come from Washington State.
We were outsourcing hops.
You know what that says to me?
A whole new segment.
That says to me growth opportunity. I mean, that's
North Carolina.
Yeah, okay. I mean, we should be going for that.
We definitely should, but it's the climate is a little too unpredictable and a little too hot to really grow successful hops.
And getting hotter.
And getting hotter every single day.
But small batches, like you said,
and especially in the mountains area, like in Western North Carolina specifically. But the rest of North Carolina really couldn't do it very well. You need that temperate, kind of mountainous zone.
Well, interesting stuff. We've been talking about it for a couple years here on Local Edge Radio. A long time ago, I want to say we had some folks associated with Advantage West, and we were just throwing out some ideas, and that was one of them.
Doing a hop farm?
Right, for one day to have some sort of hop farm in Western North Carolina that all the local breweries could buy hops from. But
well, it's definitely in place, and I know they did tours last year around summertime, so I would keep an eye out in the papers and such for a tour coming up, because they'll probably start tours again.
So let's talk about the Easy on the Wallet summer menu. Obviously, a big success, selling plenty of pints of bacon over the weekend. What else seems to be a big mover on the menu?
The Thai tacos have gone over really, really well.
My eyes went straight to that when you showed me the new menu.
Yeah, people are loving that. And the build-your-own pizza, I mean, it's...
Who doesn't want to do that?
I know.
You know, I had this great idea for a restaurant where you made your own waffles at the table. And it would be, wouldn't it be cool if you had your own little pizza oven? So you actually built it and put it
what
in a little...
What insurance company would cover like that?
I think Kramer beats to that. Because his idea was to make your own pizza pie.
Oh, okay.
And you could, you know, you can go and flip it and cut your own ingredients. And somehow it never took off.
But obviously you have more demands on the kitchen now because you've expanded that menu and it's a lot of diversity on the menu.
More demands. And we still have two very hardworking chefs, Todd and Val, and they're keeping up with all of it as best they can.
Do you think maybe one of these times you could bring us a pint of bacon?
You know, I was supposed to this week. Yeah. I don't know what happened.
I'd like to see if I could slam a pint of bacon on the air.
Go.
Just one more piece.
I'd have to bring in 4 pints of bacon?
No. Jim's not down with bacon.
The Thai taco, is it a hot item? I mean, literally.
Oh, like spicy? Oh, they're very punny.
Even though we moved on 7 minutes ago, Jim is still thinking about the Thai taco.
No, really so.
I couldn't get my word in.
More flavor than spice.
Good.
Yes.
So, well, good stuff happening at the Thirsty Monk. As always, we appreciate your support of 880 The Revolution and Local Edge Radio. Of course, we'll be pumping up Pint Night on Wednesday night. And we got to remind folks, you guys are doing your part. It's a tough economy out there. $1 off all North Carolina full pours tonight at the Thirsty Monk. And $1 off Belgian bottles, right?
Uh-huh, every Monday.
Okay.
And then every Tuesday, it's just $1 off everything on draft.
$1 off everything.
Wow.
Everything.
That's quite a deal.
Mm-hmm.
Love it.
So then Monday
Absolutely.
And Tuesday.
The catch is you have to actually drink everything
to get the discount.
Okay. Got to get there at 4 to be sure you take advantage of the special. Well, Opus, thanks so much for coming in.
Sure.
We really appreciate it. And look, the Monk music's got a drum beat behind it now. Jim is really taking us to the next level. I don't know what it is.
Getting innovative.
Okay, there you go. All right, Opus, we look forward to seeing you next Monday.
Excellent. See you then.
Bye, Opus. All right, stay with us. Local Edge Radio with Blake and Leslie. We'll be right back, and we've got lots of great stories for you. Your calls, too, 252-4348 on 880 The Revolution, Asheville's Progressive Talk.